down a maze of corridors. In a corner of the Volunteer Services Department is the tiny office where Mark Spiller heads the training program.
This is my cozy little spot.
This year, he's working with 18 special needs high school students from four different area schools.
The way the program begins every day is they come in here and they punch in on this time clock to simulate a real job experience. Then at 8 o'clock, I'll walk out into the lobby and I'll say it's about that time.
The juniors and seniors spend 3 hours volunteering at Einstein, working alongside of and being mentored by hospital staff before returning to their classrooms.
The majority of our students are classified as having learning disabilities, learning difficulties.
In 1973, Spiller started his career as a special education teacher at Olney High School. It didn't take him long to realize his students needed more than he could give them in the classroom.
This may be heresy in some circles, but not everybody is going to college. These students needed some sort of vocational experience other than the academics.
In 1975, he helped create a collaboration between the Medical Center and the School District of Philadelphia. Student volunteers get to try out four different job training stations.
We do a little bit of everything from storage and delivery of supplies to patient transport, patient aid, clerical services, you name it, we do it.
I think that any type of job training prior to graduation for a student that wants to work when they graduate is invaluable.
Maggie Haig is director of the Adult Transition Programs at DEVRO, an organization that provides services for adults with intellectual disabilities and autism. She recommends that schools start providing students with job skills as early as age 14.
The way we look at it is you can't really begin practicing those skills early enough.
Even though the students are volunteers, Mark Spiller instills a strong work ethic. We make the rounds, checking on his students.
She's right here.
Okay.
I got her.
Guadalupe Suarez is at work on a stack of patient folders in the prenatal testing unit.
I'm a volunteer here at Einstein Medical Center. I file the patient charts in alphabetical order, and I pull out the ones for the next day, and I pull out the ones that need to be taken to medical records.
Suarez has been through the entire vocational lineup.
I like all of my training stations so much that it's like I can't decide which one I like the best.
Okay, do a great job.
Students like Suarez can leave the program with an edge in the competitive market for hospital service workers at one of the region's hundreds of medical facilities, and maybe even at Einstein.
Okay, we're going to head down the stairs.
As we finish up the tour, Spiller runs into a former student.
This is Rhonda. Come on over here. This is Rhonda Haynes,
hello.
Class of 1983, distinguished alumnus.
Oh my God, it's been such a long time. I graduated 1984, love the program. I am a hostess, so I take care of the psych floor and the oncology floor. As long as I'm pleasing my patients and they, you know, let me know that I'm doing a good job, and that's what I like, the patients, y'all.
Since 1975, the program has seen about 600 students. Spiller is especially proud of the students that end up at Einstein, about 50, including Rhonda Haynes.
To me, the full circle of success is when former students who were student volunteers became employees, now become mentors of the new crop of student volunteers that come in. And that's, you know, that's just incredible.
For The Pulse, I'm Jeanette Woods.